Nominees for the Television Critics Association Awards were announced on Monday, with the Hulu series The Handmaid's Tale, FX's Atlanta, and NBC's This Is Us leading the way with 4 nominations each. Voting for Emmy Award nominations began this week as well. HBO's political comedy Veep is expected to be recognized this year after taking home dozens of awards last year. Here's a clip from the latest season.
That is pure sexism. You call those people back and you tell them that I was the first female president of the United States, and I will not work for less than 87 cents on the dollar.
Yes, ma'am.
And tell them I'll stand at a glass podium and wear a short skirt.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now to preview the award shows. Hey, Eric.
You cannot go wrong with a clip from Veep.
I don't think so. And this season has been wonderful, too. So we've got all of these new shows, not Veep, because Veep is on HBO, but I'm talking about all the shows coming from online streaming. There must just be so many possible shows for these awards shows to pick from.
Yeah, for example, I'm involved with the Television Critics Association's awards. There's 200 of us, and we kind of vote online, and we hand out awards in August. And it's just a way of the top critics in the country basically getting together and saying, hey, here's some really great work. And we try to pick stuff that maybe the Emmys might not honor, the Golden Globes might not necessarily honor. And it gives people a sense of, hey, you know, here's some stuff I might want to binge watch, or here's some stuff I might want to go back and check out if you haven't seen it already.
And last year at the TCA's, the FX true crime show, The People versus O.J. Simpson, won program of the year. What are your predictions this year?
Well, it's interesting. When you look at something like Outstanding New Program, for example, we got Atlanta, we got The Crown, we got The Good Place, we got The Handmaid's Tale, we got Stranger Things, and we got This Is Us. Now, for me, I feel like Handmaid's Tale was probably the best of all those shows, but I could see people choosing almost any one of these. This Is Us was also a favorite of mine, and Atlanta on FX was an amazing show, and a lot of people like The Crown, especially if they like British drama. You know, shows that are all great in their own way, and we're getting to the point where it's sort of, how does this show speak to you, and do you think this show speaks to a larger moment? For that reason, I'm willing to elevate The Handmaid's Tale over most any other show it's going to face this year, but I'm sure other critics would use different yardsticks.
I haven't seen The Handmaid's Tale yet, but
Let's stop right now. And you can just go to Hulu.
I need to watch it. Well, I just read the book is what I was going to say. I went and bought the book so I could read it, which is a great book. I can see why they decided to turn it into a show, which I will watch, Eric, I promise.
But, all right.
But when we talk about the TCAs, let's talk about some of the standout performers this year, which include past Oscar winners Nicole Kidman, Jessica Lange, Susan Sarandon. They're going to compete for the TCA Individual Achievement in Drama Award. They're expected to receive Emmy nods for their performances as well. But what about some of the more under-the-radar actors? Here's Aubrey Plaza in FX's Legion.
I'll say this. There's only one being in the vast multiplicity of space that matters. God. And do you know why God matters? Power. That is the point of what you call life.
So Aubrey Plaza is playing this character. On the one hand, the character is a friend of the lead character when he was ensconced in a mental institution. This is a mutant who has superpowers who also is mentally unstable. Aubrey Plaza played a character that was his best friend. But we find out as the show progresses that she's actually the manifestation of another entity that lives inside his head. So imagine the level of acting required to realize that. So I think there's actually a lot of actors that are sort of under the radar. Michael McKean on Better Call Saul plays the lead character's brother, also someone who struggles with mental issues, who believes that he is physically in pain when he's around electricity. This person, Asia Kate Dillon, an actor who does not have a gender designation and plays a character who does not have a gender designation on the Showtime series Billions. Ron Cephas Jones on This Is Us, he plays the biological father of one of the characters, and his character died, spoiler alert, in this recent season. The whole cast of Dear White People, if I could give these young actors sort of an ensemble award, I would do it. So there's a lot of great under-the-radar performances that people should be looking at. While the Emmy voting is going on right now, it started a week ago Monday, and voting for the TV Critics Association Awards are going on right now, too.
Are you receiving bribes at this point from some of the contenders?
No, because I'm
They're spending millions of dollars, though, right, to try to sway the judges.
They really are. And it's all about trying to get chatter out in the press, trying to get chatter out into, you know, social media. You know, Lena Waithe, who's a cast member on Master of None, co-wrote an episode called Thanksgiving about how she, a black woman, came out to her mother. And it's a standout episode. People are calling it one of the best episodes of television this year. And of course, she's been out there talking about it. It raises people's consciousness about what's going on and affects their voting. And it might even affect those of us at the TCAs as well.
That's Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic and a TCA member and voter and former board member. Eric, thanks.
Thank you.